Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are now into the third and final hour of this Thursday worldwide broadcast. We did the ballistic testing this morning with Cheney's shotgun. Same type of shotgun, same load, and of course their official story is complete cover-up and lie. Pretty obvious when they keep the cops out for more than 12 hours and the public for 22 hours. That's coming up later. For the next 20 minutes or so, we're joined by an amazing individual who you've absolutely got to check out his website. We've got a link to it on Infowars.com, conceptionmedia.net. And he is Mark Manning, a documentary filmmaker who went to Fallujah right after the major siege while the war was still going on there. Well, still going on there today, and witnessed the carnage and destruction. And we're about to break here in about 4 minutes again, and we'll come back in the final long segment, have about 15 minutes with him. But, Mark, please continue with any other key areas of this that we need to be made aware of, some of the things you witnessed. And then when you get time, tell us the personal story of the one woman you interviewed who lost her four-year-old.
Yeah, you know, I think what we haven't known here is Fallujah is a huge thing in the world. The American people have been blacked out on it. We said we were going to go in there, theoretically, to break the back of the resistance. The Pentagon says there was around 4,000 to 5,000 resistance fighters in Iraq before Fallujah, and it exploded. The policy was so insane and so wrong that it exploded after Fallujah. The resistance now is estimated to be well over 100,000. A lot of people think they outnumber the American troops, and the number of American troops that have been killed has exploded after Fallujah, and that's all a direct result of this insane policy of taking out a major urban center in Iraq and a historical holy city.
I got three words. Remember the Alamo. You got 183 people with 6,000 troops come in and kill them and then bayonet the few survivors and shoot them. I mean, that then became the battle cry and massive support for the Texians. And it's this always happens. The Pentagon had to know what was going to happen when they bragged scorched earth, we're going to kill them. I mean, they had to know what this would do.
You know, you would think. I can't put myself in the mind of that, but it's just in human behavior. When you wipe out civilians, when you decimate population centers and destroy culturally significant and religiously important sites, you're not winning the hearts and minds of the people that you're theoretically there to help. And I think a lot of Americans have died as a direct result of our policy in Fallujah.
And it's an attitude of bring them on by a silver spoon boy who's never been in combat. And I guess they are bringing it on now.
Yeah, they are, you know, and the civilians are still suffering. And these battles that are going on in western Iraq and all these places, the civilians are in the way. There's civilians everywhere. There's kids everywhere. And this is an urban war we're fighting, and we are not taking care of the civilian population. I think that's a crime against humanity that all of us are committing. By being here and being apathetic and ignorant about what's going on in Iraq, I don't think that removes our responsibility for what's happening over there.
Well, I heartily agree with you, and so many people see Iraqis as just the enemy. They don't know there's four or five different groups, factions within those subgroups, that we were really popular over there before 1990, 91, and before 2003, and now today it was a very free country compared to most Middle Eastern countries, with more women graduating from college than men as doctors and lawyers and rock and roll music on the radio. And I'm not saying it's, you know, a good thing, but Playboy for sale in the shops. And now it's all going to radical Islam, the extreme of that. And boy, just so this is sick.
It was very, very common for me to hear people say, you know, we did not like Saddam Hussein, but it has never been this bad, and this is many, many times worse, and now I fear for my children's future, and I never did that before. And women are afraid to leave their house, and they have ceremonies for men when they leave, if they happen to have a job, because they may never come home. We have created a terrible situation for the people we said we're going to go help.
They're being exterminated. It's systematic genocide. It's not an accident, boys and girls. Stay there, Mark Manning. A final segment with you on the other side. I want to talk more about your documentary. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste, and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Fighting the globalists at point-blank range for 12 years, making documentaries for 10, and interviewing some of the best and brightest freedom lovers on the planet. I'm honored and humbled to be your host and have so many millions of you tuning in to be on so many AM and FM stations, shortwave, internet, satellite. We are honored to have you joining us, and I am honored and blessed to be able to interview great Americans like Mark Manning, who has made the documentary film Caught in the Crossfire. You can link through to his website at conceptionmedia.net. Went to Fallujah to witness and videotape and interview people and get all the carnage. And if you just join us, what he's really brought forward is this is an attack on areas with civilian populations, and that's against every international treaty and our own rules of war. And it is killing over 100 plus thousand now in Iraq and getting a lot of our own troops killed. And before Fallujah, there was about 4,000 to 5,000 estimated insurgents. Now it's over 100,000 and ballooning. Iraq is a civil war. Our troops are now bivouacked inside citadels and keeps and armored compounds. And it's the Iraqis that are dying en masse, and it's much worse than it was. Please continue, sir, telling us about your film and the experience you had and where you see the Iraq war going now because of Fallujah being this Remember the Alamo battle cry throughout the Islamic world.
I think it's what I'm trying to do, and I think it's really important, is the American people have to get engaged, and they have to become aware of what our foreign policy is doing to people. And I think, you know, not knowing and not caring certainly doesn't remove our responsibilities here. And this is now becoming our legacy as Americans, what we are doing to other people. And Fallujah is a major example of that. And it has turned the course of world sentiment against the United States. I think as far as a hopeful thing, it's an amazing thing that I experienced in Fallujah, living with these people, most of them who had lost a member of their family, most of them had lost their homes, everything that they'd ever had, their clothes, their dishes, their history, their culture, their mosque, everything. They still were telling me that, please, take this video, to make this movie, take it home to the American people, and we trust in the American people. We really believe if they can see what's happening to us here, they will stop it. Because they see the difference between the United States government and the American people. And they have a lot of faith and hope in us over here.
Yeah, they're a lot more sophisticated, I have to say, than the average American. Americans 50, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, were the smartest, most informed, savvy people. And folks in the Middle East who've lived through war, they're a lot more savvy because reality will do that to you. And I've met a lot of them over here, talked to people who have family over there, and they really are informed. They really are well-versed. They understand three-dimensional politics. They understand tyranny and empire. And they're very sophisticated, I found. Did you find that?
I did, and I found that they're very well-informed about how uninformed we are here. You know, and, you know, another thing they have is they're that I've experienced there is they're not all caught up in the materialism and in the status drive that we are here, and they're very well tied into the humanity and their culture. And their,
yeah, they're what we used to be to a great extent. It's very sad.
And that's why, you know, they were able to trust me, because it wasn't just this major distrust of everybody. They met me, they looked at me, they sized me up, and they said, this man is honest, he's here to tell the truth, and they let me in. And that's something that I think we've lost. You know, when two of our buildings came down and 3,000 of our people, we attacked really the rest of the world.
And we've lost discernment. That's the key.
Exactly.
Americans do not have discernment. You just hit the nail on the head.
And they do. You know, I mean, even though we had taken out their whole city, much less two buildings, and most of them have had a family member killed, they still were feeding me and protecting me. And
yeah, we claim that they have this image.
People.
Exactly. We claim there's this wild image of this guy in a turban running around screaming, yelling Allah Akbar, when in reality it's the complete opposite. The average American just kill every one of them Arabs, nuke the whole place, kill every one of them. Meanwhile, they're not saying that about us.
No, and that's the amazing thing that struck me so deeply. And to a man, woman, and child, really, I never experienced this hatred of the Americans. You know, they hate the American policy. And they certainly hate the American government for doing what they've done. But they're hoping that the American people will stand up. And I think we have to, or we're going to lose everything that we ever thought that we stood for.
We're going from being the most loved, the most honored. I mean, we have been loved, people. Since our founding, the whole world said, wow, look, free people. We weren't perfect, but freer than any other system. And now we are seen as the vicious, dark, lying empire. And, folks, it's true.
It is true. And, you know, the common language changes when you get over there, which is really interesting. That when you get into the Middle East, there is no insurgency. There's a resistance and freedom fighters. There are no terrorists. It's the Mujahideen. It's the people fighting for the freedom of Iraq. There is no coalition or forces that went to liberate. There's an occupation and an invasion. And the only time I ever heard the word terrorist was when it was leveled against the Americans. So I think we have a lot to learn here. And I think that if we don't stand up and start taking responsibility to what's happening to the civilians in Iraq, and we can so just glibly say here, well, that's what war looks like, or we're just going to go do this thing, but none of us have seen it. And the media has blocked it out. You know, the phenomenal thing to me is that Fallujah is an hour drive from the Green Zone. I mean, all of the corporate media heads are in Iraq in the Green Zone. To get in a car and drive an hour, you're in Fallujah, and we haven't had the story here on our mainstream media. And I just can't understand how that can be. Yes, it's dangerous to go there. Yes. But, you know, isn't there a responsibility to cover this story? I think it's one of the major stories of the century, and the reporters aren't going there.
A listener sent me the video of it. I heard about it, saw the transcript, couldn't believe it. And one day in the mail, a year or so ago after this happened, it came, and I've never even done anything with it. I've got to get it and, I guess, put it on the web or something. And they said, if your papers aren't in order, you're killed on the spot. And Tom Brokaw was smiling.
It's a very, very dangerous thing to be unembedded now. And unfortunately, the Iraqi people no longer trust American journalists. And it's because they've seen the reporting. You know, in the beginning, reporters were moving around freely. And they did not cover the story of the suffering of the Iraqi people. And we were reported here that the Iraqis were loving us and they were happy we were there. And that's really all we got. And they saw that, you know, and now it's there is no trust for American journalists over there.
That's right.
All.
That's what's different about 1990, 1991. Now, every village, every little corner of a neighborhood has that satellite dish.
Right.
And they're watching our news. The Iraqis love us. Everything's fine.
I actually did that with them. You know, they don't watch CNN because it's an American channel, but I had them bring it on and translate for them what was being said, and they were I filmed it. It was pretty amazing, their responses. They just could not believe that this was what is passing for as news, and that was actually international CNN, which is a lot more liberal and honest than the national CNN.
Yeah, different brand of propaganda. Now, give us other little tidbits of what you witnessed, what you picked up while you were in the eye of the hurricane.
You know, other than the fact that it was an amazing experience to be with these people, I think what bothered me the most is this entire, it's hard to put into words, you have to see the film on conceptionmedia.net, that is this entire city that's been destroyed. And when I got back here, I thought, okay, I've got an exclusive on a major story. And what I actually found out is that I got an exclusive on a story that nobody knows about. And it really frightened me that we, as a country, could take out an entire city, again, the size of Cincinnati, and as important in Iraq as any other city. And this is a holy city called the City of Mosques, and important throughout the whole Middle East, because the Sunni tribe goes out through the whole Middle East. And there was no news here. And I was really concerned that now we're going to start replicating this. If we can get away with this, with a city the size of Cincinnati, what are we doing in western Iraq, in Haditha, in Rawa, in Al-Qaim, in these smaller cities of only 60,000 and 40,000? And unfortunately now, we are replicating this policy of going in and forcing a mass exodus, creating a live fire zone, going in and wiping out...
Yeah, it's relocation. It's destroying cultures. It's engineered genocide, the most ancient form of siege. Is being carried out, salting the earth with the depleted uranium. Are the Iraqis aware now how deadly DU is?
Yes, and they think that they're calling for an investigation. You know, the people of Fallujah are calling for an international investigation onto what type of weapons were used there. Were there chemical weapons used by the American military? Was depleted uranium used by the American military? When we went in, they gave us cards that said, they were given to all Iraqis that said, do not eat any of the food or drink any of the water that was left in the city. Dump trucks full of dirt were pulling out of the city, and water trucks were going and washing down a lot of the buildings and a lot of the streets. I don't know what that was about, but it was an ominous sign. And the people there are demanding and requesting.
Well, you've certainly seen the reports now that there were chemical weapons used.
Well, if you're talking about phosphorus, yeah, but the people that were in the city during the siege say that chemical weapons were used. They're talking about, I don't know, I'm not a...
You know, I was going to let you go right now, but can you do 5 more minutes with us? Because I want you to come back and talk about this. And again, people, you can go to his website and watch the video online there. How do folks get a hard copy of it?
They can go to conceptionmedia.net and buy it right off the Internet, conceptionmedia.net.
Well, I'll tell you, it's something I might want to carry in my video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. But, folks, you should go there and get it. We have a link to it. Mark, will you stay with us for one more segment?
Certainly.
All right, we'll be back because I want to hear about this. And then we'll get into Houston, Texas. You want to build a new house, got to have a camera in your house. I'm not kidding. It's Associated Press. You cannot make this stuff up, see? They're not just going to be slaves over there, okay? You're going to be slaves here, too, okay? What comes around goes around. Stay with us.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and, most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Final segment with Mark Manning, who's made the documentary Caught in the Crossfire, The Untold Story of Fallujah, and he's put a large portion of it up on his website. You can go there and watch it. We have a link on InfoWars.com, and I suggest you buy a copy of it on DVD and show it to your friends and family. You know, humanize these people. Most of these idiots saying, kill all them Iraqers, can't even say Iraqis, they don't even know the history of it. They don't even know what's going on. They don't even know what's happening. You need to force them to personalize it. Make them look at all the photos out there of all the dead babies. And make them look at it. And Iraq didn't attack us on 9/11. I mean, even Bush admits that, but still the neocons say that he did. Does that make you sick to see them still just basically, oh, they're subhuman, we can kill all of them, but at the same time, Mark, oh, but we're saving them?
Yeah, I think, you know, anymore the argument that we're saving the Iraqis is coming out of ignorance, and I think people really need to understand what's happening to the civilians and understand, like, there's a phrase now in Arabic, but what it translates to in Fallujah is to be sick is to be dead. The medical infrastructure is completely destroyed. You know, the babies are being born with deformities. The children are sick from the water, from the food, and there's no medical care. A lot of the doctors, it goes on and on and on. This whole policy has just created a situation where you know the civilians are suffering, and it's such a large scale due to the American policy. So with that fact, you can't really say where they're helping the Iraqi people anymore. And
two final questions, finishing up on the chemical weapon situation, what they said the whatever it was doing, and then you saw the trucks and the water and the sand trucks there doing something, covering something up, washing something away. And then where do you see Iraq going? What do you think from your firsthand experience is going to end up happening in your crystal ball?
Well, I think the first question is that everybody that I talk to says that the United States used chemical weapons. Now, that doesn't make it true, but what they are calling for is an investigation. I certainly wasn't able to do that there. There are many mass grave sites that can be exhumed. Tissue samples can be taken. Soil samples can be taken. Water samples can be taken. I saw a lot of bodies that had no trauma, a lot of dead cows, dead chickens, dead, you know, cats, dogs. With no trauma wounds. So I think that rumor is now spreading throughout the Middle East, and there's a huge number of people, and I'm talking about millions, who now believe the United States is using chemical weapons against civilians in Iraq, and that's the main thing we said Saddam had done. So I think that needs to be investigated. And where Iraq is going from here, you know, as long as we're there creating chaos and hatred, we are not helping. And I think that when we start focusing on helping people and not creating this mass catastrophe for the humans there, the people, the civilians, it's just going to keep getting worse.
See, Mark, you're not an evil person, so you don't understand it, and you haven't gotten your mind around the evil mindset. Did you know there's Pentagon documents that say they want to have it break down and have civil war and break it into three or four regions? It's called P2OG. It's public. AP, UPI's reported on it 3 years ago, even before the war, three and a half. And did you know that, the defense contractors make more money if they're there 10 years than if they're there a year, and they have to have things go bad to be able to stay there to build the permanent bases to then go into Iran and Syria? Comment.
I think that that's fairly easy to believe when you're there, because it's hard to believe that any policy could be this incompetent. And what you're talking about is planned chaos, and the Iraqis believe that. And when you're on the ground there and you see the horrific conditions from our policy, it's hard to believe that anybody is that incompetent.
Every time a general says we're getting the water back on, we're getting the power back on, we can do it in a month, boom, you're fired. Every time a general actually tries to do something, he's fired. That's why the average general spends, 4 months in control?
Yeah, and you know, one of the things I kept hearing from people is these are stories we're going to tell for generations. And what the stories are is our legacy. And I think in our lifetime, we have to solve this, and we have to solve it by changing the leaders and then going in there and helping the people.
Mark Manning, I agree with you. Finally, in the last minute we've got left, back to the chemical weapons. So you're saying you saw, though, trucks spraying things off with water, dump trucks of sand, or are you saying others saw that?
No, others saw that. I've actually seen the piles of dirt out in the desert. Almost everybody I talked to before they allowed people to come back in, from the families that were left in there that I talked to, said they saw trucks coming in, scraping out all the dirt that were in the open areas, and then coming through and hosing off the houses. You know, what I saw was bodies without trauma wounds. I talked to a lot of doctors there who would not comment, but believe, as everybody else did, that chemical weapons were used, and they want an investigation.
All right, Mark Manning, we got links to your website at Infowars.com. I hope folks check it out and get your film. God bless you, sir. We'll talk to you again in the near future.
Okay, it's been good. Thank you.
You bet. Well, a lot of courage. Appreciate him joining us. We'll be right back with other news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence.
The facts are the facts. It isn't just people's opinion. The war is going wonderfully. A lot of Americans are dying. They're breathing DU. The globalists love that. They'll make a lot of money off of them. In the medical system, they're getting the test vaccines on them. The numbers from the first Gulf War, this is the official U.S. government numbers, triple the birth deformities of any other population, even higher than people living right around Chernobyl. And now that we have numbers, we're coming up on 3 years since the invasion here in just a few months in March, and it's looking like higher than a quadrupling right now in birth defects. And most of the water systems are broken. The people don't even have water filters, and they are dying en masse, and over a million plus Iraqis died in the first 12 years, and now, you know, only 120-something thousand, our own government says, in the war. Well, the government says, what is it, 30,000, but internationally it's well over 100,000. But that's not counting all of the people dying from dysentery and all the rest of it. And, hey, you know, they wouldn't let Saddam have medical equipment, so they had 60-minute specials going, oh, look, he's got warehouses full of dental chairs. But they weren't allowed to then have the tubing and the equipment that went with the dental chairs. Where they'll show you all of this. And, but okay, well, Saddam's gone now. Why isn't there medical care? Why isn't this happening. And I've talked to a lot of reporters, even embeds here in the U.S. have been obviously on this broadcast. You've heard them, and they say it's really bad. But if you don't toe most of the line and put out the propaganda, you don't get to be embedded, and then you don't get to stay in the green zone or one of the other citadels, one of the other fortresses, and you get killed. And then we've caught British SAS dressed up like Muslims running around with fake beards, bombing and shooting people to keep things stirred up, going and killing Iraqi policemen that are, quote, on our side. Do the globalists make more money if they'd have been there for 6 months, got the power back on, had an election and left, or do they get more money in the oil and the power if they're there forever? It has to fail. The drug war. More drugs than ever, more people in prison. Drug war is a great success. The government ships it in, private corporations make the money. Then they make money owning the prisons they put your kids in. I mean, this is how they do it. Created crisis, as our guest said. And I'm sorry it's gotten to this point. I'm sorry it's this horrible. I'm sorry this is going on. Here's a story out of the Associated Press, and Paul Joseph Watson had his own little comment about it. Houston police chief wants surveillance cameras in private homes. Orwellian telescreens will monitor your behavior. The age of the telescreen is upon us, and surveillance cameras that festoon our streets, shopping malls, and airports are now moving into our private homes as the Panopticon prison is erected. And the article goes on, Associated Press, Houston. Houston's police chief is suggesting putting surveillance cameras in apartment complexes, downtown streets, and even private homes. That's AP, not us. Chief Howard Hurt today said it's another way of combating crime amid, now listen to this, shortage of officers. Scott Henson with the American Civil Liberties Union calls Hurt's proposal to require surveillance cameras as part of home building permits radical and extreme. In the meantime, Homeland Security grants are being used to blanket major cities with even small, sleepy communities with arsenals of spy cameras. All over the United States, Canada, and Britain, surveillance camera systems are being installed on street corners, in public bathrooms, you heard that, in residential neighborhoods, and even in parks and forests. And it goes on and on. Again, Mayor Daley says, I am ordering almost all the businesses, restaurants, bars, laundromats, just most of the businesses, if you want your business permit, you've got to put cameras in, and then you get a tax rebate if you hook those cameras in to these new fiber optics we've laid. So you've got to put them in by law, and then we'll pay for them with a grant if you hook it into our grid. I mean, this is creepy. And the Pentagon said that in Fallujah and in Baghdad and all these cities and in Basra, that they are, quote, putting in a control grid, a surveillance system for security. And they brag, we put the same system in America. We're going to put it in. And again, MIT Magazine, Pentagon press releases. I have the articles. It's Pentagon, martial law, control grid. Heaven help us. Meanwhile, we've got this obviously drunk vice president, now admitting he was drinking beer, but not too much, and holding the police back for almost 14 hours, the citizens for 22 hours, Bush for 3 hours, taking Whittington to a hospital further away, clearly shooting him from right around 15 feet, maybe a few more feet, 15 to 18 feet. We did the ballistic test today. Clearly, the maximum it can penetrate is 3 millimeters. Most of the shot bounced off of cardboard and other targets and a chicken we had out there. And the video of that's all going up. I hope you'll help to spread this all over the web tonight. I'm going to take some calls and cover some other news, but I've got to commend the people here on my team. We quit working last night, and I don't make people do this. I say, well, we need to do it, and we're trying to hire more people and make more money so we can. I say, do you want to do this? And they, yes, we want to do this. And by the way, when I hire people, I don't even tell them it's Alex Jones. Because I don't, you know, I don't want like a fan or something. We put ads in the paper. We interview like 100 people. And then we tell them it's Alex Jones. And a few of them freak out and don't want the job. Others freak out and want the job. They usually don't get it. I'm not saying it's some great job either. I'm just saying these are people I just hired off of thinking they were good, hardworking, smart people, and that they would learn what was happening with the NWO and would want to work as hard as I do, in some cases harder. So I got done working last night at 9:30, which is really an early night for me most nights. And other members of my team got done at 8 o'clock last night. Ryan Schlickhuysen and the rest of the folks were here at 7:30 this morning. And we drove out to the Hill Country Rifle Range, and we did our ballistics test out there at the old area where Travis County did its SWAT training. We went out there and did all that on that range. and with our resident rocket scientist. She has literally a NASA engineer. And then we also had a former MP, military, police, and, of course, police officer now there as well, working with us, doing it all with tape measures and the same shotgun, same load, same ballistics, and doing our test. And I just said, well, Ryan, I said, I'd like to get this video edited and out by tonight while the story's still really big so we can get it out to as many people as possible. I said, are you willing to work? And so, you know, he may be here at 8 o'clock tonight. He's in there feverishly, you know, eating his lunch while he's editing, not even having a lunch, because he wants to get this out to you tonight. We literally are scrambling around in here. And then other folks are in there packaging videos to ship them out to you. Other folks are working on websites. Other folks are writing news articles. But how can we not be scrabbling? Cameras going in school bathrooms and in road stops, rest areas all over the country. Colleges putting thumb scanners in. No cash allowed now in many of them. Thumb scanners going in to get your library books or to pick your kids up at school. Barbed wire fences going up. Police in black uniforms stomping around everywhere. Cameras going up everywhere. You know, the government saying if there's another terror attack, we're going to have martial law and the president's above the law and we're going to get rid of the posse comitatus federal law and put troops on the streets running our life, but the border's going to stay wide open. And Halliburton's building FEMA camps for your safety, of course. All of this, I mean, we better all be scrabbling and scrambling and scurrying around. I mean, that's what we're doing, scurrying around, trying to literally, look at that enemy attack. Oh, my gosh, it's happening over here. Look what they're doing right there. Unbelievable. Look at that. Look at this. Look at this. Look at that. I mean, it's just like, it's just all evil. I mean, it's just, we're dealing with a government that kidnaps women and children for sex slaves, and it's in the Chicago Tribune, and they don't get in trouble for it. I mean, you think Cheney's above the law being able to tell the cops buzz off when he shoots somebody and lies about it? That's nothing. It just that's something that the American dumbed-down public can grasp. Huh. I mean, I just pray the Lord above to wake people up before it's too late. I mean, we're about to go into World War III with Iran. It could happen any time. It's insane. There's no reason for any of this. Huh. We got a government that carries out terror attacks. It's run by crooks. Who's up first here? Raris in Connecticut. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I don't have the means to do my own test, but I'm kind of going through...
Well, that's fine, sir. What's on your mind?
You've said a couple times, you said either it was yards or feet. I'm a little confused.
Well, I translate that. 30 yards is 90 feet.
Right.
Cheney says he shot Mr. Whittington at 30 yards, which is 90 feet.
Right, because I've been looking at a bunch of sites and forums, and even if you just do the math, it just doesn't add up.
No, I mean, we had official law enforcement magazines and publications and online journals showing the ballistic gelatin that mirrors human flesh, but without the bone, which obviously is much harder to go through, shooting it with a 12-gauge at 3 feet, it goes in 4.5 inches with a much more powerful shotgun and a number 4 or 5 load, much larger BBs.
Mm-hmm.
With a little 28-gauge pop gun, we went out there, but I did learn the ballistics on this, where it actually did go out with more force and fury than I thought, because it is a focused shotgun, but still, it maximum 3 millimeters, most of them bounced right off. Because you don't get an even penetration with a shotgun. One pellet's going one speed, another's going another speed. But, I mean, we had them bouncing off of shirts. I mean, seriously. You know, with soft cardboard behind it. It wasn't just like it was, you know, bouncing off something below that.
So we're talking 18 feet, not 18 yards.
Yes, sir. Well, I will say feet.
Mm-hmm.
See, what it's all going to be on video.
Mm-hmm.
See, we not only tried to ascertain if Cheney really shot him at 30 yards, translated 90 feet, a yard's 3 feet.
Mm-hmm.
We're not only translating that, we're also finding out the penetration of the number 7.5 birdshot fired through this same length shotgun with the same choke, the same modification.
What was the choke?
I've got it all. It's going to be all. It's all on the website, sir.
Because I've been looking at the choke, and it does, even at 10 yards, it's already two and some feet spread.
Yeah, it does, exactly. And so out at 30 yards, 90 feet, it's over 6 feet.
Right.
I kept guesstimating 4 to 6 feet, and it's really well over 6 feet. It turned out to be, we actually calculated it all out there. We had an engineer there, I mean a degreed engineer there. He calculated it all out on paper, and it was 8 feet 4 inches, if you really want to get specific. The spread was 8 feet 4 inches at... Listen, I appreciate your call, but let me try to. And I appreciate your call. Let me try to go through this. I've got to take a few more calls and hit a few other news items. Let me try to explain this. So now I was rattling it off earlier. Then we wanted to ascertain how close Dick Cheney really was, and so with fresh targets, we moved from 90 feet, which is 30 yards, to 30 feet, to 15 feet. And then to 10 feet. And now we have the man-sized targets all set up beside each other and shot video of that, and that's going to be in the news piece. So we didn't just prove by the spread of the distance that he was closer than he said. We then actually got up to the point where it fit the spread that hit Whittington from the Texas Parks and Wildlife medical report that was put out showing where it was. And I looked at it closer. It is actually under 12 inches, about 11 inches. And I said, you know, 12, 14, I try to add extra on when I was guesstimating on the air yesterday. We've all gone and tested it. So the pattern was actually smaller than I guesstimated that hit Whittington. And then the spread at 30 yards was actually larger than I thought it would be. Okay, all I know is, but it proved what we're saying in spades and then some. All I know is I've shot a lot of birds at 30 yards, and the pellets hit them, and it hurts them, doesn't penetrate, and it knocks them out of the air, and then they'll hit the ground and take off and fly off and be fine, or if the dog gets it, or if you don't have a dog, you go over and grab it, and you look at it, and you break its neck so it's not in pain. Very easy to do, just snap with your thumb, and then you look, and you can pluck it, and there's no BB in it. There's no BB in it. You can even pluck them down to their skin and see the bruises where it hit them. It's like shooting somebody who's wearing a bulletproof jacket. These BBs slow down so fast by the time it hits the bird. Please don't tell me I'm evil because I've hunted birds when I have time. I mean, you go through and get a hamburger and you have no idea what the cow went through or what even happened. It's normal and natural to want to go out hunting. A lot of the anti-gunners are having a heyday with this, and I don't appreciate Dick Cheney helping do that as well. Gil in Texas. Go ahead, Gil.
Happy Fight the New World Order Year.
Yes.
That's some magic shotgun pellet. You know, like they said, the magic bullet out of the Kennedy side. Well, that's the magic shotgun pellets y'all been talking about. But that's not at all what I want to talk about. You said something about they're going to be monitoring us all around. And, you know, I got a letter from the Texas Workforce Commission because I'm on sanctioned benefits, you know, stamps, right? So you have to work, right? I think I'm going to ask them. I want a surveillance job and see what kind of surveillance job and let you know what they give me.
Are you near Houston?
Yeah.
This is supposedly on TV down there. It's in the Associated Press. Are people excited to hear that the new homes of the police chief wants cameras on them?
And somebody has to do the surveillance. Somebody has to sit there and watch that, right?
Yeah, and I guess you'll say, hey, you know,
I'm gonna go to the workforce. I have to go to the workforce here next week. I'm gonna say I want a surveillance job, and I'm gonna see if they have any available because apparently someone has to do it. What do you make of this report ABC has of the Saddam tapes?
Oh yeah, for Nightline. Just,
yeah.
Well, we get a White House memo saying we need to stage a find of WMDs, or we need to find bin Laden, or we're cooked, and then suddenly everything they call for starts happening. We have the White House memo admitted by the White House where Bush is saying we can paint planes up and try to get them shot down, or we can have one of our defectors claim he saw WMDs.
Well, this Nightline thing is pure propaganda.
Well, I mean, I've got a sneaky suspicion that, I mean, 98% chance it is, and 2% chance it is. I mean, so what? I mean, so they've got Saddam talking about what WMDs could do if he had them.
Two final questions. First of all is, if you had an hour of airtime on national television, what would you do with it?
I would go through the history of government-sponsored terror for about 30 minutes, and then I would expose the Federal Reserve System for another 30 minutes and show how we don't really have a free market economy at the highest levels, how it's modern mercantilism and neo-feudalism.
if you had a dream interview, who that you could just corner them and have them there and make them sit there for an hour and answer your questions, who would it be?
Probably George Bush or the Queen of England. Probably the Queen of England, actually.
Ooh, I'd love to see that. Or the Queen of England.
Yeah, that could corner. Yeah, that'd be wonderful. But see, Bush, she'd
you'd have
be,
to tell me more about what you would ask her, because I know what you'd ask Bush about what's going on here.
I'd actually like Cheney, though. He'd probably physically assault me. See, these people can't be questioned. Because they're gun-grabbing trash.
you think he actually shot that man intentionally? Hell, man, you got to be right up on somebody with that kind of gun. You're saying to get some penetration, huh?
He probably fell over or something. People think it's a big on-purpose distraction. I don't really agree with that. This makes them look like idiots.
So they were out there drunk, and this guy got shot accidentally because it was right up on him with the shotgun.
Well, I mean, it's easy to trip, and that's why you walk around with a gun broke.
Uh-huh.
Either it's an over-under or side-by-side.
Right.
I mean, every time I was out there shooting, anyone was unloaded.
Gun-based.
I mean, I broke it.
Uh-huh.
And by breaking it, you know, the shotguns open up.
Yeah, you can't shoot it.
Yeah, they're very safe.
Hmm.
I mean, it's just second nature for me. I mean, growing
up, almost
point-blank
range he shot him at to get that.
No. It's 15 to 18 feet. but that's not 90 feet.
A lot closer than what they're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I say 15 to 18
because
we got different results a couple of the times. 18 on the outside, 15 is what it looks like.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, I want to talk to Jason in Maryland. I wasn't going to take any more calls, but we never have two gills in a row. We have a Gill in Nebraska. I'll have to try to give him a minute or so. Listen, I've been on for 3 hours a day, and I rebroadcast in the first hour because I was still doing my ballistics test. It'll be on Infowars.com tonight. And I hope Paul Watson will write a press release about it because it's a big deal. I guess we can do that, too, here. But We haven't plugged the videos all day, and that's what supports us and funds us and what we're doing, and plus they're great films. Get Martial Law, three-hour film. It's a miniseries, 3 one-hour films in the one documentary. My new film, The Order of Death, is excellent. When you get that, you get free on the same DVD, The Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. So the modern infiltration of last year and then the one we did in 2000 and all the occult activities of the elite, truth stranger than fiction. You got to be a devil worshiper to be part of kidnapping rings, folks. That's who's running things. I'm sorry, it sounds crazy. It's true. You need to get that film, The Order of Death, Dark Secrets Combo. You need to get all the new books and videos we're carrying. Just go check out the bookstore and video store at InfoWars.com and support this radio show, Real Talk Radio, and what I'm doing here in the Genesis Network. And go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a 15-cent-a-day monthly membership. Get a yearly membership. All the materials up there for downloading, giving it to people. A lot of new films we posted, weekly TV reports. PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a yearly subscription. Get 3 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv or the bookstore, video store, InfoWars.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Jason in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead, Jason.
Thanks, Alex. I called you the other day about Bill Cooper, the book that he wrote, Behold a Pale Horse. And I was wondering if you could comment on anything that you know about federal databases that specifically compile data on Patriots, like the monitoring of Patriot websites or newspaper.
Okay, let me try to answer that. I appreciate your call. I don't know what that has to do with Cooper or what your question is about Bill Cooper, who was killed by a SWAT team. I'll say this. Who cares if they're monitoring us? Good. I'm glad they are. If we give in and say, oh, my gosh, I'll get on the list, it's over. They've won. We're the good guys. They're the ones that have to hide. They're the ones that are all secretive. By the way, most people in government, most, are now waking up and joining us because they now know it's real, see? It's coming down to brass tacks. It's coming down to the wire. I mean, this is when people are finally going, yeah, man, this stuff's real. I ain't for it. Yes, they've got all kinds of databases, but... Again, they're useless because if they try to come out and use them, it'll all blow up in their face. They're going to fail. They statistically abuse those that actually serve them who are gullible and dumb. That's what predators target, is the weak and stupid. Don't be a little gazelle. Be a tiger, folks. Be an elephant. You know, let these jackals know. Let these hyenas know. You'll stomp them. And then they run off, okay? And we've got to be men willing to defend our tribe and charge head on into these people. I mean, so what if they're big and bad? Some of them are big and bad, if you want to use the ancient analogy of animals. Let's rock and roll. It's better just get in a fight than living on your knees and let them tear your guts out. You ever seen a sheep just lay over and let a wolf just rip its guts out? It doesn't fight. I'm not going to lay over. Wolf tries to rip my guts out, I'm going to stomp its guts out. It's going to get its guts stomped. Let's Gil in Nebraska. Last caller, go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry. It's not Gil. It's Bill.
Okay, he told me Gil.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I guess first thing I was going to say, Alex, is I guess that the vice president will go down in Guinness Book of World Records because he's the first vice president to shoot somebody since, well, Alexander Hamilton's days.
Well, and Hamilton got shot. He wasn't shooting.
Yeah, okay.
Hamilton now, shot into the ground.
Okay, the other question I had, though, was I was listening to Coast to Coast the other day. I got in on the tail end of a conversation about Chinese buying 6 U.S. ports. Have you heard about
that?
No,
it's not the Chinese. It's United Arab Emirates.
Oh, yes.
And
okay.
They bought them, yeah.
Can you elaborate on that?
It's been in the Miami Herald. It's been in the World Tribune. It's all over our websites, and people are still saying I'm making it up. So that's the popular thing to do. It's just 6 more ports. The Chinese, they got Long Beach years ago. All right, we're out of time. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all. Check out the ballistics report coming out tonight.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.